Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Here at home, women who enjoy a run in Upper Manhattan are likely on edge this morning. The suspect wanted in a vicious sex attack in Fort Tryon Park is now linked to two other attacks. Details from 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman. Sam?
And Bridget, police say the same man struck September 14th along the Hudson River Greenway in 163rd Street, forcing the victim to lay down, saying he had a gun, then grabbed her buttocks. 4 days later, around the same time and place, he grabbed another jogger from behind. It has some women like Uni concerned.
Walking, I'm alone, so I'm worried, but, you know, I figure that this is too bright, you know.
Unfortunately, all the attacks taking place during the day, the last Saturday in Fort Tryon Park on the Greenway just before 11. That's when police say the suspect brandished a knife, dragged the victim by her hair behind a tree, and punched and sexually assaulted her. Maddie, walking her dog near there, says she plans to be more aware.
No more blinders. No more, like, deep walking and thought, you know.
Now, police just putting up posters of the suspect on his scooter leaving the scene on Saturday. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Fort Tryon Park.
And so, Sam, to try to find this guy, any images up?
Yes, they have video of him on the scooter. He left all two of the scenes on a scooter. They have a picture of him up on these posters that they put up around the park this morning.
A ban on solitary confinement at city jails. That's the topic of a council hearing and a rally this morning. Joining us on Newsline, our Carol Dioria. Carol.
I don't know if you can hear it or not, but there's an awful lot of noise on the steps of City Hall. We had an hour-long news conference by correction officers who are trying to get to keep solitary confinement of unruly inmates going in the jails. But then a counter-demonstration by people who absolutely want to end solitary confinement. They say it is inhumane and it hurts the inmates. And so the correction officers were speaking one by one, telling about how they were assaulted and how this wouldn't happen if they were solitary. And then the counter-demonstrators, they didn't want to wait any longer, and they started shouting. So we had the two groups shouting at each other. And so that's where we stand right now. The correction officers just ended their news conference. And the people who want an end to solitary confinement are going to hold their news conference. There is a hearing later today on this plan to totally end solitary confinement. So it's getting off to a rocky start. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at City Hall.
To the Park Chester section of the Bronx now, and cops want your help finding the suspect in a robbery. Back on the 19th, a 29-year-old man parked his car, left it running with his wife inside. He went into a pharmacy. The suspect jumped in the car, pulled a knife, and then drove the car southbound on Olmsted Avenue, where he told the woman to get out. She did. She jumped out when the car was still moving. The vehicle contained a couple of cell phones, some tablets, a computer, and $800 in cash. Although the woman sustained minor injuries, she refused medical attention. And it was a violent night in the city last night.
At least three shooting incidents. The latest one just before midnight on 116th near Frederick Douglass. Four men in their 20s shot. The yellow police tape spanning much of the block as police searched for shell casings. The victims expected to survive. This after two teens and two men, all bystanders, were shot in London Plaintree Playground just before 6:30 last night in Ozone Park. All stable. Witnesses described the gunfire.
Bang, 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 bang. I said to the guy, "You heard that?" He goes, "It sounded like gunshots, right?"
I was in the house and I heard a shot.
What did it sound like?
Shot like a firework.
Before that, around 3:30 on 116th Street in Adam Clayton Powell, a 20-year-old man shot in the leg after an argument. Bullets also hitting a 48-year-old woman, both expected to recover. No arrests in any of these incidents. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Harlem.
In other news, a New York City police officer is recovering right now after being dragged by a car during a traffic stop in the Bronx. Police say the officer pulled over the driver on Clinton Avenue in the East Tremont section at about 8:20 this morning. When the officer walked over, the driver pulled out a gun, cops say, and then pulled away while the officer was hanging onto the side of the van. The officer has some shoulder, arm, and leg pain, but is expected to be okay, and the suspect is on the loose. The NYPD is cracking down this morning on tractor trailers and other big trucks parked in the Bronx. Let's get the story from our Juliet Papa. Juliet.
Yeah, Bridget, these huge tow trucks are here that are going to pull some of these semis and some other trucks that sort of call Tillotson Avenue home. It is a mostly industrial area here, but some of them are actually across here from a shelter and further down. It's close to the highway and alongside service road. But according to police, they've gotten complaints here about these trucks that either sit here, trash accumulates, and sometimes there's some illegal activity here, either around or near the truck, and they wanted to just get them off the street. But I just spoke to some of these truck drivers. They either own the truck or they work, you know, for the trucking company, and they say they live nearby, and they say that, you know, they come home, they park the truck here because there's nowhere else to put them. Otherwise, if they try to find a parking lot, it's, you know, $500, and they can't do that. And they keep it here for a couple of days, and then they're on their way. So it becomes one of these, you know, balancing acts, and perhaps the city can find locations for them. But that is the dilemma. But for now, the towing is underway. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on Tillotson Avenue in the Bronx.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.